Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
On today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about bullying bosses and how you can get them under control. I had a situation not too long ago, and I took a part-time job. I haven't had a job in, I'd say over 12 years now, maybe more. And there's a reason for that. Simply put, I don't like having bosses. Many times their rationales for doing things are stupid. Many times they get full of themselves, and they can forget the fact that if they don't have employees who are happy and productive, that the main objectives that they're looking to meet are not going to be met. And I had this situation come up just recently with one of my bosses. She runs a small call center doing telemarketing, not the easiest thing in the world, but it is doable. We do have some people in the office who are making quite a bit of money. Albeit, they've been there for a while, they've learned the tricks of the trade, and they enjoy what they do. One must enjoy what they do in order to be any good at it, especially in telemarketing. Well, the problem that I had with my boss was that maybe about a week and a half ago, she started to kind of turn on me. She used to give me compliments for things she saw that I was doing well, and it was more uplifting. Yes, there were times when she would come down hard on me, and that was okay too, because it was done in a tonality that was one of instruction, not one of demeanment, hostility, and basically a yelling type tone. Suzanne doesn't do too well with bosses like that. Well, the other day, I said something about wanting to be able to call the happy people. And I meant it kind of in a facetious, funny kind of way. And she rammed me really bad. She said that a comment like that would bring down the whole place. Really. It was an up-tempo. It was positive. It was happy. I was in a great mood. All I wanted was some people to call who'd be receptive to something that I had to say. Not everyone, but at least a couple would be nice in the big pile of leads, so-called leads, that they were giving me. Well, I let her know a few minutes later, after I had made some calls, that her methodology of working with me certainly did not work with me at all. That if she wanted a happy employee, she needed to have a demeanor of happiness, positivity, and helpfulness, instead of basically yelling in my face, being very angry sounding, and then expecting me to be happy. See, somehow, when a boss treats you in this way, one doesn't really feel too happy. Well, she didn't like that either. So she pulled me into her office. Interestingly enough, she didn't close the door. One would think one would close the door if they didn't want everyone to hear. She did not close the door. And I explained to her the difference between content, that which is being said, and the tonality, the manner in which it is being stated in terms of tonality, and how the variance in her tonality could make a huge change in terms of my attitude and my ability to work under her. Her suggestion was that I work nights. Well, I would love to work nights, but I have other responsibilities to my own business, which is much more important in my own world, in the world of my clients, and anyone who seems to come across my weblog and my podcast and my services would think, especially if they choose to work with me, one would have to think that helping people feel better about themselves and perhaps saving a few lives here and there in the process is of way more importance than selling someone to go buy a timeshare or a travel program or whatever it is that we are doing. And yes, I have no problem taking time away and enjoying myself because certainly people need to do this to have good mental health, get reframed, and have a new way of dealing with their day-to-day life. Vacations are very important. Even working vacations are important. Those are the type that I usually take, working vacations. And then we sort of squeeze in the fun stuff alongside. That's hitting two birds with one stone, and that's the way I like to do it. Further away I can get from where I live, the better it is. Anyway, that's an aside. Bottom line is that we all have things that are important to us. And my business is always going to come first in my life. So, with that said and understood, I let her know. It'd be great to work nights. I love the guys that I work nights with. They're fabulous people. We get along great. They know how to be uplifting, even when my stats don't look so good. Because at least I'm working, you know? I don't take a million cigarette breaks. I'm not running to the bathroom every 10 minutes. I'm on the phone. That's what matters, right? And then booking the appointments, of course, matters hugely for the business as large. Anyway, you got my point on that point. So she pulled back a little bit and she said, okay, I hear what you're saying and I will do my part in being able to work with you in a way that works better for you and watch my tonality. Now, in a certain circumstances, a lot of people say to me and when they have their bosses and their bosses are creating problems for them that they can't talk to their bosses or they'll lose their job. I'm here to tell you that no one can make a change for you if you don't tell them what the change is needed. And understand, the way that I went about this wasn't telling her what she was doing wrong. I told her in the context of what she was wanting to have happen, me being happy so I could be happy on the phone, so people would be willing to listen to me and hear that I had a gift for them, because we're giving gifts. As long as I show up for the preview, they get amazing gifts, especially in one place that we are doing some work for. She needed to be aligned with what the better purpose was. So what was in it for her? What was in it for her was for her to have a happy employee who's productive and able to get the shows that we need to get in order for the business that she works for and that I work for to do a really good business so that they could keep us employed. And so she could make good commission off of the commissions that I make because she makes a percentage of what each of us on the telephone makes. Or, shall I say, she makes a percentage off of the number of shows to the previews that we get booked with the people who show up to those previews each and every day that they happen. It is not in her best interest to have an upset, frustrated, angry employee who is incapable of being on the phone and having the smile as I dial. That does not work for her, and she needed to know that. So my question to you is, are you having a conflict with your boss? If so, what is the conflict? And once you understand what the conflict is about, what is it that you can tell your boss that is something that they can do in terms of their objectives for you in that job? In my case, it was having smiley, happy people on the phones. What is it for you that you need for your boss to meet their objectives? Go from that angle, and very rarely will you find them arguing with you. Because it's what's in it for them. It's always about what's in it for them. Always. And if you go from that perspective, you'll get what you need. I'll give you another situation that I had when I was down in Australia at a coaching assist for NLP training. So I live in Boston area of Massachusetts, east coast of America, and I flew all the way to Australia to give 2.5 weeks of my time to help coach the new trainers-to-be for NLP, which is perfect because people had done that for me and I wanted to give back. And by the way, I had paid for this opportunity, $2,500 on top of the travel to Australia and the food for the hotel, food in the hotel stay. It was quite an expensive excursion And in many ways, it was worth it. Well, the gentleman who was running the training, not the presenters who were my mentors, but the gentleman who was the sales manager, he had certain objectives that he needed to meet for the trainees. And in his mind, the trainees meant the people that we, the coaches, were coaching, the 64 individuals who we were there to serve. And he threw a bunch of bogus bullshit at me. And part of that was that I needed to be present for them and give them everything that I had because that's what they had paid for. And what I told him was, and this is NLP speak in a way, was that his bosses and my trainers had just that morning stated to the entire group how it was that their receiving of information from the attendees was a projection of their own based on the perception of the people in that training. In other words, if the people in that training were not happy with what they were getting and showing that anger, or if they were showing upset, that meant there was something going on with the trainers that they needed to correct because they were not getting the response that they desired. So I explained this to this gentleman in just that manner. I said, your boss has just told you that we're all your projection. So what do you need to clean up in your projection for my relationship with you and your relationship with me to work? Because by the way, I could have gone to my boss or I could have gone to your boss and told them that you are not dealing with me in such a fine way. However, my problem was with you, not with them. So I took it upon myself to talk to you because only you can change your behavior. And you can only do it if I let you know what that is. So he had to sort of think about that for a moment. And he understood. And he apologized. And he said that he would work harder to be more positive and uplifting and understand that I did indeed put a whole lot of my own resources into being there to do what I was there to do for myself. And in some cases, more importantly, for the trainees there, my payback to them. Because the biggest lesson that I had for them was if they could make it through this training that no one forced them to do, they could pretty much accomplish anything they set their mind to in their lives. That's how hard this training is. And he got it. So think about this. This is really, really important. It's about being able to negotiate for a situation that works better for you, dealing with it head on, understanding that we all have objectives that are in line with one another, or we wouldn't be doing the things we're doing in the place that we're doing them. And if you're not aligned with the objective of the place that you are doing this work in, then perhaps you need to rethink why it is that you're there and find a situation that is much more aligned with your own life's objectives and your values and your belief systems. Because unless and until you do that, you're never going to be happy no matter how great the people you are that you're working with. That's just the way it is in life, and that's the appropriate way for it to be. You need to listen to those cues you get to find comfort in what you're doing. My objective in this job is really to learn a lot more about closing sales, creating urgency and value, and that's one of the reasons I'm there. The little bit of cash that I make on the side is helpful as well, but I'm really there for those objectives. So ask yourself those important questions, and I'd be happy to hear what your outcomes are, because I bet if you do this, you'll be amazed at how you can shift a negative relationship into a positive one, and you can get a whole lot more out of the situation that you're finding yourself in. Even if you're looking to change your situation for a better situation in the future, you can still find ways to enjoy and find fulfillment in the situations that you're in, so long as you come about it from the right direction. Have fun with it and be creative. And just know it's always about what's in it for them.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.